إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على الحبيب المصطفى سيد المرسلين، اللهم صلي وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. أما بعد، brothers and sisters، شهر القرآن شهر رمضان، the month of Quran. We need to replicate and read it as much as we can, inshallah, in Ramadan. We need to continue the same thing the whole year, but specifically in Ramadan, شهر القرآن. And today, inshallah, I'm going to touch base in one of the surah, because Quran as a whole has a massive amount of wisdom. You will not get it one time or the second time or the third time. Every time you will read Quran once, you will get something, you will learn something, you will see something from a different side. It's not only for you, by the way. Even Sahaba themselves replicate Quran, and every time they found something new. And even those people who could directly read Quran and understanding without, they don't need anyone to interpret or give them any explanation. But still, because the wisdom is too much for mankind to understand it directly. And today, I'm going to touch base on some of the wisdom that has been mentioned in one of the surah, Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf has many, many wisdoms. Some of them are stories, some of them are just that an ayah gives you a meaning. And I'm going to quickly touch base on these wisdoms in this surah, because every one of these stories has a lesson behind it, has something for you and I and all Muslims to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this surah and ordered us, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, to read it every Friday. Every Friday. Because of the amount of wisdom. But we need also to understand it. And it's an order for us to teach it to your children, your daughter and your son. What is in this surah? And how to read it. To enable them to read it every Friday. Every one of us has to do that. The surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has mainly four stories and other wisdoms, as I told you, in between. The first story is the people of Kahf, Ahlul Kahf, which was actually a question that Jews who are living in Medina challenged Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, asking him three questions. One of them, what is ruh? What is soul? The second one, tell us about people who slept for a long time and came back to life. And the third one, tell us about someone who has a huge amount of power, traveled everywhere on earth. Dhulqarnain. And the surah has two of them. Two of the answers. The third one, and ruh, to Surah Al-Isra. So Ahlul Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these people. Fitna, type of test. Fitna to deen. Al-fitna in general, يَوْمَ هُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ, that means burned on fire. But fitna means test. And means the difficulty because of the test. Difficulty because of the test. As Banu Israel, they are afraid of fitna to Fir'aun. That means test him and the difficult time they are going through with Fir'aun. And fitna to deen, because those people who are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are living among kuffar, non-believers. They cannot stand and raise their religion. And these people, they don't know each other. But subhanallah, they came in and gathered in one place. In one place. They have one thing in common. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them gather in one place. They have one thing in common and they don't know each other. But now they know each other. They know each other because they have one thing in common. They believe in Allah. So they are tested in their religion. Are you going to stand for it or not? Are you going to hold on that deen or not? But they came together and they can. Because they protect themselves. And in this ayah And in this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some of the power, not all. Those people who slept for 309 years. And when we say 309, we mean 309 Hijra years, not Georgian years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the time, any times mentioned in Quran is related to Hijra year. Okay? Just to know this one. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned us 300 years. Wazdadu tis'a. Because the people who ask Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, they know it's 300. But the answer gave 309. Because 309, lunar calendar. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved that these people who have been alive, not dead. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. To know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them sleep on their left and their right, on their sides, to enable them, and they are alive, but sleeping for a long time. لَوْ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا. يعني if you look at them, you will be scared. Scared of what they look like. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let these people sleep for 309 years. That's different than that. The story in Surah Al-Baqarah. فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَ. That man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him totally dead. There is no need to give him right or left. He is dead. قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُ قَالَ لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ in Surah Al-Baqarah. But those people alive for 309 years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they direct him. And they came back, and alive back again, living. This type of fitna is telling us to stand for your religion. How can I stand for my religion? How can I do this? And Allah give us the answer. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشَيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تطع مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. That's the answer. To keep yourself with the believers. To stand together. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشَيِّ. Those people, you share with them the common values. That's where you should be. So that's the fitna. But that's also what to do. Is to stand with the Muslims community, to be together, to enable you to stand for your religion. You will not be able to stand alone. But if you are together, then you can stand alone. And that's where the point. That is the advice and the wisdom behind it. This is fitna to deen. Allah mentioned another fitna. Fitna al mal wal walad. Someone who is very rich, lots of children, power. He has the power. وضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالها نهرا وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه. That's where the start of a كفر وليعوذ بالله. He believes now that whatever he has is him. I make it. And I mentioned before, and I want to repeat it again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, a lot of times, in the same thing, خَلَقَ وَجَعَلَ وَمَلَكَ. Three things. خَلَقَ الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ الْأَرْضِ وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. الخلق والجعل والملك. Three things for the same thing. To understand what's the logic behind it. The logic. Allah enabled the existence of anything from nothing. Khalq. That's the existence. Al-ja'al. That means after it has been created, it has a specific function. A specific. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مَبُصِرَ. Ja'al. That's the function. وَالْمُلْك. And that's where the trick is. Al-mulk, that means whatever you have is at the end of the day for Allah. That's the mulk. So whatever power you have, knowledge, money, whatever it is, لله ملك السماوات والأرض. You are just a user for a certain time. And that's where the fitna. That's where the fitna. And that's where the fitna with قارون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Qasas, إنما أتيته على علم عندي. Ah, this is me. I have done this. Totally deny that Allah gave him the knowledge. Totally deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولعوذ بالله. إنما أتيته على علم عندي. And that's fitna till إيه? Power, mal, money, and all al mala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned anyone who is unfair, فرعون وملئه وقال الملأ. Who are those ملأ? ملأ, those people who has the power. Who has the power. Helping the king or the queen or whatever. Can you just one step ahead, brothers? And that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned mulk, that means whatever you have is lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's mulk lillah. Owned, controlled at the end of the day by Allah. If you are the owner, where is this one? Whatever you have, when you die, you don't take it. Because you are not the owner. You are not the owner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this story to know that man. ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا. Can you see how much is arrogant? يعني I don't think any of this will be destroyed. Not only this. If I'm going to be resurrecting to Allah, I'll be fine better than this. How come you know that you are going back to Allah, you will get more than this? Subhanallah. And that's the arrogance. ولعوذ بالله. This type of test and fitna, when you have that money and children and men and power, ولعوذ بالله. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, what is the solution now? The solution is to understand what is actually the reality of life. وَضْرُبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. What's life? That's life. كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Like rain. That's life. And فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. Where is this water is going to go? It's going to get to these plants, and it's going to get to these animals, and people will say, فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ. يعني what is this plant at the end? It's going to die. And the wind will take it. فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. So at the end of the day, it's for Allah. And that means, don't go too far with whatever you have. Money or sons and daughters and family. Don't go too far. المال والبنون زينة والمال والبنون فتنة. Test for Allah. That's a test, and you have to understand whatever I have will go. That's life. We are walking dead. We are dead people, just walking for a certain time. That's life. And we have to understand and remind ourselves. And remind ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted in the middle of the ayah, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءً مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Iblis. يعني, is that the one that you are going to follow? أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَأَوْلِيَاءَهُ. This one is shaitan, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Don't follow shaitan. Shaitan is always making you think that you are the best. You are the believer. You are really dedicated to Allah. You have already prayed all your life. Why do you have to pray sunnah? You have prayed fard. That's enough. Stop it. You've done your homework. No, that's shaitan is saying that, not you. That's what shaitan is doing to you. You have already paid your zakah. That's enough. Why are you paying more than your zakah? Stop it. How much sins have you done? Zakah takes your sins. Clean it. And that's why you have to pay your zakah and pay more than what you've done. Whatever you can do, just do it. It's not lost. It's recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what you have to understand. وَلَا تَقُلَّنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعُلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Another small thing mentioned in the middle of the surah. When Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam had been asked about the answer, he told them tomorrow. He did not say insha'Allah. And since that time, Allah told him, وَلَا تَقُلَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Anything that you will do next time, next second, insha'Allah, it's all under the willing of God. We have to understand this very, very much. The third story and the third fitna, fitna til ilm, knowledge. Knowledge. Fitna til ilm wa li'udhu billah, really dangerous. You think yourself knowledgeable. And that's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous if you think yourself, because what will happen if you think yourself knowledgeable? You're not going to go to look for knowledge. And that's the start of the end. That's the start of the end. No one is, of us is knowledgeable. We always student looking for knowledge. We always. إثنان لا يشبعان طالب علم وطالب مال. Two people will never ever be satisfied. People are looking for knowledge and people are looking for money. They will not stop. Be hunger for knowledge. Prophet Musa, and that's the story, stand and make a speech, make shakes everybody, touch everybody. And after this speech, he has been asked, who is the most knowledgeable man on earth? He said, I, me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to teach him a lesson. Musa, you've been ordered to meet a man, رجل صالح. Go and meet him. And that's the order from Allah. يقال في الأثر والله أعلم. This man is called Al-Khidr. والله أعلم. We are not sure. When Musa came to him, هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا؟ First of all, who is Musa? Musa نبي. Allah سبحانه كان عند الله وجيها. يعني this man, Allah سبحانه وتعالى speak to him. He is that honored person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him knowledge. Give him a lot of things. Knowledgeable. هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدَ. This man, he asked him, can I stay with you please and teach me some of your knowledge? قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعْيَ صَبْرًا. You're not going to take it. It's too much for you. He is talking to a prophet and he's telling him, you, it's not much for, too much for you. Why? Because this man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a very interesting thing. عَلَّمْنَاهُ مِن لَدُنَّ عِلْمَ عِلْمِ لَدُنِّي عِلْمِ لَدُنِّي. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him knowledge, given to him, gift to him. Nobody told him about it. Allah give it to him. عَلَّمْنَاهُ مِن لَدُنَّ عِلْمَ عِلْمِ لَدُنِّي. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want to be knowledgeable, you can. How? اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله في سورة البقرة. Just be pious to Allah. اتقاء الله subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make you knowledgeable. How? It's for Allah. You just have to do اتقاء الله subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I get out of this? How can I protect myself from this? Look at what happened. The man is telling Prophet Musa, إِنَّكَ لَمْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. يعني how can you stand for something you have no idea what that is about? Listen to Prophet Musa, how humble he became. Extremely humble. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. I will be that patient and I will be totally obedient to you. You see, a student becoming in front of a great teacher, that small. ستجدوني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. If you think you are knowledgeable, be humble. Look for what's knowledgeable more than you. وما أتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا. Whatever knowledge you have is that small, very minor. Always very minor, because someone is always knowledgeable than you. Some must be more knowledgeable than you. And all of our scholars, all of them, has a very interesting point. What they said, what I've done is right. يحتمل الخطأ. يعني whatever I've come to a conclusion is right. But maybe there's likely or could be there is a mistake. And that gives you how humble those scholars were. So don't be, for example, Shafi'i, and you are very restricted in Shafi'i, or Hanafi, and very restricted in Hanafi. You are a Muslim, not Hanafi. That's first. You are a Muslim, not Shafi'i. You are a Muslim, not Salafi. That's first. Even those ones who established this school of thought, they know that I'm right up to a certain limit, but I could be wrong. Allahu A'lam. But he did his best. Fitna til ilm, the test of ilm. Never ever think you are knowledgeable. Always look for knowledge and always be humble. Satajiduni insha'Allahu sabaran wa la a'si laka amra. That's Musa alayhi salam. He became very, because he's standing in front of a great teacher. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. Brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى finished the ayah with the last story, which was a question. ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا. يقال في القصص والله أعلم, يعني everything is possible that he is the great, Alexander the Great, الله أعلم. Nobody is sure, but that's what they said. Nothing is to prove this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that man power. Power, huge amount of soldiers. An army who could occupy a whole land. He managed to travel left and right, east and west, everywhere he could. Power, real power. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him that belief in Allah. Yes, I have the power, but I have the belief in Allah. That's a huge test, very difficult test. But remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنْ دَعَتْكَ قُوَدَكَ عَلَى ظُلْمِ النَّاسِ فَتَذَكَّرْ قُدْرَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكِ. يعني if you think you are power, and if you can destroy people left and right, remember what Allah can do to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في سورة القصص في قارون فخسفنا به الأرض. الخسف واليعوذ بالله. When you look at the interpretation of خسف, the earth crack and swallow him inside. فخسفنا به الأرض and close again. And a punishment that is rarely happen, but Allah is able to do that. Remember what Allah can do to you before you do anything to anyone else. Remember how strong, how powerful are you? So how can I get this and protect myself? فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. الإخلاص, sincerity to Allah. Be that sincere to Allah. If you are sincere, whatever knowledge, whatever thing, as long as you do whatever you do and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerity to Allah, Allah will show you the right path. Allah will show you the right path. قلوب العارفين لها عيون ترى ما لا يراه الناظرون. This is the Imam Shafi'i. If you have that heart who knows Allah, you will see things other people cannot see. قلوب العارفين لها عيون ترى ما لا يراه الآخرون. ترى ما لا يراه الناظرون. This is the way you do it. Be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will enable you to look at things others will not be doing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us who are those muttaqeen. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned like a definition. Who are those people? ألف لام أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Who are they? الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. A whole definition of who are المتقين. Who are they? In سورة البقرة تفسير القرآن بالقرآن, يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى give you the word and give you the meaning in the same آية. Be one of them. اتق الله. من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا. سبحان الله. يعني imagine yourself in a trap. Totally trapped. There's no way out. What can get you out of this? اتقاء الله. الأعمال الصالحة. الأعمال الصالحة. In the same surah, in سورة الكهف. وكان أبوهما صالحا. فأراد ربك أن يستخ... أن يك... those two children to be first of all adult and then get that treasure ويستخرجها كنزهما. Why? Because their father or their grandfather والله أعلم has been رجل صالح. You have to be that man as far as best as you can as per your own limit. اتق الله ما استطعت. However you can, that's what's a must upon you and I and everyone. اتقاء الله سبحانه وتعالى. And this shahr, this month, to remind ourselves, to clean ourselves. You know, we have like a machine that you maintain it every year or every month. That is the time to maintain your machine, to clean yourself, to refreshing your mind. Maintain this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I always mention, your relationship with Allah is not when you need Allah. Now I need it. Now I'm in a bad situation. Now I'm going to pray. I'm going to do dua. That's not this. The relationship with Allah has to be maintained for a long time. That's the point. Not when you need Him. Because when you need Him, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه. You have to be like this. The relationship with Allah, as I told you before, imagine yourself has that bank account. Every one of us want to be a millionaire. Want to have millions and millions in bank. Normal. But that means when you are going through difficult time, you have the money to cover whatever difficult time. It's exactly the same with your good deeds. Do the good deeds and you have that bank account of good deeds with Allah. When you are in difficult time, your bank is full. When you do dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Your bank is full with the good deeds. And that's your relationship. That's what you have to maintain with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, I hope inshallah you get the point. And I hope inshallah this month will be the month to review. راجع نفسك. حسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحسبوا. Check what you are doing. Check have you done your zakah. Check have you done your salah. Don't pray fard and then stop sunnah. Because your fard is not complete. It's likely that your fard is not complete. And that's why if you miss something, if you do a mistake, do your sunnah. Because it will complete whatever is missing in fard. Don't just think that I've done the fard and sunnah is sunnah. No. Sunnah doesn't mean that you don't know. Do it. Sunnah is for your benefit. Do it for your benefit. So don't do it as if يعني, it's something favor of you. No. It's for your benefit. And that's why we have to do it. Always remember Allah, and that's the month of Quran, brothers and sisters. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا. اللهم لا تحرمنا حسن النظر إلى وجهك الكريم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك في شهرك الكريم. ربنا تقبل صلاتنا ودعاءنا وقيامنا وصيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك بفضلك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ذنوبنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم استر عيوبنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اهد أولادنا لما ترضاه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يسر عليهم دينهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعنهم على القرآن قراءة وترتيلا يا أرحم الراحمين. الراحمين. اللهم يسر علينا قراءة القرآن ترتيلا وحفظا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن حجة لنا لا علينا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن نورا لنا يوم لا ظل إلا ظلك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن حافظا لنا من النار يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يسر علينا فهمه ويسر علينا تلاوته ويسر علينا حفظه بفضلك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعنا على ترتيله لأولادنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعنا على تحفيظه لأبنائنا وبناتنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم يسر علينا القرآن يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعنا على إقامة أوامره. اللهم أعنا على إقامة أوامره. اللهم إنا على اتباع نواهيه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يسر علينا فهمه وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا الذنوب واستر لنا العيوب وارحمنا برحمتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، وأقم الصلاة.